Multi-Cloud Architecture from Chaos to Control, the complete guide to building resilient, intentional multi-cloud systems. Most multi-cloud stories begin with good intentions and end with a spreadsheet full of regret. Somewhere between the first strategic vision slide and the fifth emergency cost review, leaders discover the truth. Multi-cloud isn't a technology choice, it's a survival mechanism. And like all survival mechanisms, it only works when it's deliberate. I've seen this pattern repeat in global organizations navigating sovereignty constraints, financial institutions balancing risk, and enterprises chasing innovation while trying to keep costs under control. They all start with optimism. They all want flexibility, leverage, and resilience. But without a clear plan, multi-cloud quietly becomes the world's most expensive game of whack-a-mole. The difference between success and chaos isn't the cloud providers. It's the intention behind the architecture. Why leaders choose multi-cloud, even if they don't say it out loud. Executives rarely say, "We want multi-cloud because it's the latest trend." Instead, they say things like, "We can't depend on one vendor's roadmap." "Our data needs to stay in Europe." "We need leverage in negotiations." "We want the freedom to adopt new AI capabilities." These aren't technical motivations. They're business motivations dressed in technical language. At its core, multi-cloud is about power. Power to pivot. Power to negotiate. Power to scale. Power to protect the business. But power without structure becomes instability. Accidental versus intentional multi-cloud. Most accidental multi-cloud environments are born the same way. Someone prototypes in AWS. Another team experiments in GCP. An acquisition brings Azure. Nobody wants to break what already works. Before long, you're operating three clouds you never truly designed for. The symptoms appear quickly. Noisy security audits, no single identity model, three monitoring dashboards, egress surprises, duplicated footprints, costs that move without explanation. Executives feel the consequences long before they hear the cause. Intentional multi-cloud, by contrast, is designed with the simplicity of a well-governed city. One identity, one rulebook, one way to connect, one place to see reality. It's not about uniformity, it's about coherence. The four decisions that make or break multi-cloud. When I'm brought into a struggling environment, we always fix the same four areas first, because if these aren't right, nothing else can be. 1. Identity. Who can do what? If you don't control identity, you don't control anything. A single federated identity authority avoids the worst kind of sprawl, silently diverging access patterns across clouds. In practice, this means Azure AD, Entra ID, as the central identity provider. Federation to AWS IAM Identity Center and GCP Workspace. A consistent RBAC model across clouds. Automated just-in-time access. 2. Governance. What rules do we enforce? Policies shouldn't multiply just because clouds do. Executives want assurance, not three versions of the truth. In practice, this means policy as code across Azure Policy, AWS SCPS, and GCPORG policies, centralized compliance dashboards, automated remediation, unified audit trails. 3. Networking. How does everything talk? Multi-cloud networking without intention feels like stringing extension cords between data centers. Clear boundaries, private connectivity, and predictable routing are non-negotiable. In practice, this means hub and spoke or mesh topologies. Private connectivity like Express Route, Direct Connect, and Cloud Interconnect. Centralized DNS, zero trust segmentation. 4. Observability. Can we trust what we see? Executives don't care about logs. They care about confidence. In practice, this means centralized logging, Datadog, Splunk, ELK. Unified metrics, single pane of glass cost visibility, real-time alerts for security, performance, and cost. When these foundations exist, multi-cloud transforms from a headache into an advantage. The biggest misconception: should everything be portable? Short answer, no. Long answer, absolutely not. Trying to make every workload run everywhere is how budgets evaporate and teams burn out. Portability should be a strategy, not a religion. The smart approach is simple. Keep platform capabilities consistent. Let workloads use the provider where they shine. Avoid binding yourself to one path. Build abstractions only where they matter. This is how banks, governments, and global enterprises actually succeed with multi-cloud. The cost paradox. Every executive eventually sees. Multi-cloud doesn't cost more. Poor governance costs more. Without visibility, costs drift. Without accountability, waste grows. Without FinOps, no one knows which cloud is delivering value. When costs are seen through a unified lens, multi-cloud becomes a financial strategy, not a liability. Why AI is accelerating multi-cloud? AI is changing everything. Different providers offer different models, accelerators, and capabilities. As AI becomes core to business strategy, choice matters. But AI also introduces new risks, where prompts travel, where embeddings live, where inference runs, which regions process data, which providers log what. One mistake can violate EU regulations or expose sensitive IP. Multi-cloud gives leaders the freedom to place intelligence where it is safe, compliant, and optimal. In this sense, AI doesn't just benefit from multi-cloud. AI demands it. Multi-cloud done right is a business strategy. Leadership teams don't invest in multi-cloud for prettier diagrams. They invest because the world is unpredictable. Regulations shift. Providers change pricing. Markets move. AI evolves faster than roadmaps. Geopolitics reshape data rules. Multi-cloud, when done intentionally, is the architecture of resilience. It delivers the vendor leverage, regional compliance, best-of-breed innovation, cost control, strategic independence. Multi-cloud done well is invisible. Multi-cloud done poorly is loud. The difference is intentionality. The bottom line. Multi-cloud succeeds only when you treat it as a product, not an accident. A product with owners, a roadmap, guardrails, predictability, the ability to adapt when the business needs it most. That's the multi-cloud I build. The kind that strengthens companies instead of stretching them thin. The kind leaders can rely on, not fear. Want to go deeper? If this resonates and you're thinking, this sounds familiar and a little too close to home, then it's probably time to stop guessing and start designing intentionally. Multi-cloud doesn't fail because it's complex. It fails because no one owned it as a system. If you want to go deeper, I offer a one-day multi-cloud architecture and security workshop designed for architects and leadership teams who want clarity, not more diagrams. We'll look at your environment, your constraints, and your goals, and map out a path from chaos to control. If that sounds useful, the next step is simple. Book a discovery call. No pressure, no sales pitch. Just a focused conversation about whether this approach makes sense for your organization. When multi-cloud is done right, it fades into the background, and your business moves forward with confidence.